Hello, my name is Sakil. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I'm just calling to get validation, which I already know, just on how long to stay out of school after a COVID test. You know what I mean? Just some general.
I'm sorry, what was that now?
Like, how long should a child stay out of daycare after a positive COVID test? What
two
is
weeks,
the state guideline 14 on that
days.
Now?
14 days.
Okay, it's not the 10 days like it is for adults.
No, it's 14.
14 days. Okay. So that's after a positive test.
That's
okay,
correct.
Is it the same for adults as well?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. I was tested positive for the coronavirus. I had to do 2 weeks in quarantine.
Okay.
Me,
so
my
like
baby,
area,
my husband, all of us.
Okay. See, like in our area, we live in Baldwin County. Like they're letting school teachers come back after 10 days. Like if you test positive, you can come back to work in 10 days.
And that's why people are falling dead, because they are not following the proper guidelines.
Okay, because see, like I teach school teachers' children. We know they're if I can go back to work, then why can't my kid come back? And you know,
like I'm down here in Montgomery, Alabama. When school first started back, within 2 weeks, two principals and a custodian passed away.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
See,
yes, ma'am.
I just wish that. So, are the counties just making up their own rules then?
I have no idea. The county health department.
No, just the counties, period. You know, because like in our area, like, you know, like if you're, okay, so for example, my sister had COVID. Okay, well, her kids could go to school the whole time she had COVID. They didn't have to quarantine.
That is crazy.
Yeah, that's our guidelines here at our county. They don't make the kids stay out of school if there's COVID in the household.
Well, how are they going to get rid of the COVID? That's what I want to know.
Exactly. But see, that's what I'm saying. Are there any particular, so it's not mandated by the state. These are just suggested guidelines. You know, like it puts people like me in a real bad position.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, my.
Because see, I have like a little daycare. And like, you know, my parents are like, well, kids don't even have to stay out of school. You know, because one of my mothers got COVID. Okay. And I told her, your kids can't come while you have COVID. You know,
that's right.
Days.
I mean, that's right.
She said, well, I can go back to school in 10 days. And I said, but how can you go back to school in 10 days? You can still test positive on the 13th or 14th day. You know, you see what I mean? So I just didn't know, like, what the guidelines are.
See, I don't know what your county, I think all counties are doing it differently.
They're all doing it different, I guess.
Mm-hmm,
so.
But me personally, from the first beginning when the COVID first hit, everybody was doing the 14 days. Everybody. So I would just stick to those guidelines. That's what I would stick to, just to be on the safe side.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the COVID vaccine. Mm-hmm.